Track 2. Conversation 1.
Joe, you remember we talked about keeping a safety stock in your warehouse, just in case we have a sudden increase in orders?
Yes, do you think that's likely to happen?
Well, we shouldn't rule it out. I just wanted to check that's still okay.
I don't know, Bill.
Otherwise, I can ask our other suppliers, but I'd rather work with you.
I see. Well, okay, if need be, there's bound to be an empty container we can use.
Track 2. Conversation 2.
I'm looking for a backup supplier in Europe. We think it's highly likely that sooner or later our shipments of electronics from Asia will be delayed.
Well, we can usually ship within 24 hours if the parts are in stock.
Can you guarantee a buffer stock?
It's most unlikely unless you're a regular customer. You have to take into account the fact that these are high-value items. But if the worst comes to the worst, we might be able to send you a few pieces by express courier direct from the factory.
Track 2. Conversation 3.
Listen, Iris, warehouse space is unlikely to be a problem for us, but if necessary, could you stagger our deliveries?
But Martin, can't you just order smaller volumes more often?
Well, obviously, except your price is sure to go up.
Yeah, well, we have to consider our warehouse cost too, you know. But it shouldn't be too difficult to sort something out with logistics. Failing that, we'd have to stagger our production schedule, but we'd need advance warning.
Brilliant, Iris. You're simply the best.
Track 2. Conversation 4.
The reason I'm calling, Linda, is that we're still waiting for your revised quotation. It's almost certain to be too late now.
I'm really sorry about that. We're having problems with our ERP software right now. You should get it by Monday.
I'm afraid that's no good, Linda. My boss needs that quote now.
Well, I suppose I could always do it by hand.